Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is the Draft Show, Eagles 2023 Draft Show, live at Lincoln Financial Field. I have John Marks alongside Jack Fritz to my left. Hello, Jack.
What's up, buddy? You enjoying that hot dog?
I didn't even get a chance to take a bite.
I know. Listen, as you go down the stretch run here, we'll make sure you get time to down that dog,
well,
okay?
Joe DeCamera remains up here as Joe Giglio joins Team Skowronski down there. What's up, Giglio?
That's right. How we doing, everybody?
Aren't you guys embarrassed?
No.
Like, aren't you embarrassed to still be doing the Skowronski nonsense?
I'm just trying to build through the trenches here, guys.
Like, I think you got to be such, like, a Debbie Downer, no fun kind of person be begging for this team to draft Peter Skowronski.
Here's my favorite part of this whole thing, okay? For the last 20 years, the Eagles have been, I think we'd all agree, one of the most successful teams in the NFL.
Yep, ish.
Yet, a lot of people say, what they do the opposite. Stop doing that. I'm like, just keep doing what you do. Build through the trenches, get offensive linemen. That's how they win games around here. So I'm very happy if the Eagles, you know, do what they always do around here.
All right, let's say Skowronski's not there, and he goes 9 because everybody's looking to take Peter Skowronski. Then what? Like, if Skowronski's not there and you want to build through the trenches, then what are you doing, 10, Giglio?
Well, I would take Paris Johnson if he's still around. But, John, I think there's a chance both of the offensive linemen are gone before the Eagles go. So then I would go defense. I mean, they lost a lot on defense clearly during the offseason. So if it's not offensive line, I would go defense. And I think, look, pass rusher, defensive lineman, or I wouldn't mind if they took one of the corners if they're still sitting there. I mean, these guys are old, and they almost moved on from both Slay and Breber. I would go defense if it's not Skowronski or Paris Johnson.
But why do we have to spend the top 10 pick on a guard? That's what I can't get.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Because the traditional spots that you pick in the top 10 are all filled on this team. Quarterback, left tackle, right tackle, edge rushers, cornerback, other cornerback. They're all taken. Now, could you add an edge rusher? You could. But if you don't, you are drafting one of the non-traditional spots. That's the reason.
But the thing is, about the 10th pick, first off, I think using a guard at the 10th pick is absurd. But besides that, like, they don't need, like, they've drafted one great player in the trenches in the last decade, and that's Lane Johnson. They found talent all over the draft.
Yeah. In the first round, they drafted one.
Yeah, it's Lane Johnson a decade ago. Besides that, they whiffed on Marcus Smith.
Right.
Diller was a whiff. Barnett was a whiff. And we'll see about Jordan Davis.
Right. You're right.
Well, they have. I mean, they've also gotten a little bit lucky, too. Right? They have a sixth-round center that's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. Like, they can't just keep counting on, like, oh, we'll just find these guys out of nowhere. Like, if there's a good one there in the first round, you can get him.
Malu in the fourth.
They have, right? Like, Dickerson was the second-round draft pick, and that looks like that's a good draft pick. Kelsey, they may not have known it when they drafted him, but the Eagles have shown. And then also with Stoutland U, I'm told that just get the guy in there. He doesn't even have to play football before, and he could turn him into a great player.
So maybe. But they're also – I mean, guys, this is the – would we agree on this, Skowronski or not? This is the thinnest their offensive line has been in a long time.
Yes.
Like, in 2020, that season went bad for two reasons. Obviously, went stunk. But the other reason was the offensive line was horrendous. Even when Hurts got in there in December, he got sacked like 13 times in his four starts. Like, they couldn't even protect a more mobile quarterback.
I agree that – They need more than depth. They need guys that you know that can play. So I'm not disputing that you could honestly use another starter in there for sure. 2020 was so bad. You also had, you had guys that weren't even in the NFL that were then starting. So
Jamon.
Yeah, he was fixing his gloves during the game.
Yes.
Right? So that really, that took it to the extreme. And when you saw guys that weren't even on NFL rosters that were now starting, yeah, it was bad. And if that happens this year where they start losing guys like that, they're going to be in trouble. Without a doubt. Now, I think that if you were to draft, I don't think Skowronski is going to be their pick. If it would not surprise me if they draft Paris Johnson. That he was a tackle at Ohio State. Everything that at least I read says he could play guard until he swings out. So the Eagles look at it and say, we like him at tackle. He can be a guard for 3 or 4 years, and then he becomes either Mailata. Mailata moves over to the right side or whatever.
And that's what they did with Sean Andrews.
Correct.
20 years ago.
Correct. So it makes a lot of sense that they would do that. I guess my problem with that is that you're talking about a team that is a favorite to go back to the Super Bowl, and now you're taking your second-round draft pick of last year, and essentially you've cut his rookie contract in half, and he's not going to have played at all over the first 2 years of his career. And I might have been the first one that was saying this. I mean, Cam Jurgens to me doesn't look like a guard. And if you put him in there as your starting guard, you might be in trouble. So maybe it ends up working out well that they took a guard because they need him. But that's a bad draft pick if you're not getting any value out of your second-round pick from last year.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, they're doing this Kelce thing where every year he picks his replacement, then he comes back. I mean, eventually.
What about next year?
Yeah, I mean, eventually it creates a weird roster situation, right, where you have the backup center playing guard, and they're all over the place. It is. John, it's not ideal if he doesn't play, but they can't compound mistakes, right? If they don't think Jurgens could play guard, they can't force it because, well, what are we going to do? We drafted him last year. So I think offensive line is a real need, but they both could be gone. So that brings you to the question, yes, and that means I would go defense.
The scenario could happen where the guys that they would take at 10 aren't there, and they want to now look and trade down.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different possibilities that they could do that because I agree – all else being equal, they'd like to get an edge rusher, or they'd like to get a defensive lineman, whether it's a tackle or an end. The opportunity might not present itself, and I think they'd like to trade up to get a Carter, Will Anderson, maybe even a Wilson. But if he's not there, and then you have the next guy that's available is probably a little bit too early to draft at 10, now you're looking at trading back. Do you believe that it, all else being equal, the Eagles, if they could select one position in this draft, it would be an edge rusher or a defensive lineman?
I do. I mean, I think that makes the most sense. And, guys, they're thin there, too. They're thinner than we want to believe they are, right? Like, as an edge rusher, what is behind Reddick and Sweat? Like, what if one of those guys goes down? Who are they putting out there
right now? It's BG and Barnett, and that's it.
And Barnett's coming off an injury, and he wasn't that good before.
He wasn't. That's correct.
They need one edge rusher that can be a major contributor, not just next year, but then going forward as well. But what you don't want to get yourself into, and this is what happened with the Marcus Smith draft pick. They knew Trent Cole more or less had 1 year left because his contract and his age and everything else, and he ended up leaving after that 1 year. So they were committed to taking a defensive end or a defensive lineman. And when they got jumped – and D. Ford got taken, I guess, right before him.
Yep.
They were caught with their pants down, and they end up taking Marcus Smith. So they just have to watch themselves that they're not overdrafting or they're not saying, well, crap, the guys we wanted aren't there, so now we have to take such player because he plays defensive end.
No question. Look, and I think another possibility, and we probably as a station haven't discussed this enough, they really could trade a pick for a veteran player. I mean, they literally did it last year with A.J. Brown.
I just don't know what position it would be.
Well, I think it would probably be a defensive player in all likelihood.
Well, and the Commanders had said, or there's a report early this morning that they were looking to trade possibly Montez Sweat or Chase Young.
Yeah.
And Chase Young might cost you 30. He would probably cost you one of the seconds, if it makes sense. But, like, that could be a guy, like, a young player waiting for a contract. That's how he usually goes after.
Now, you'd want to make sure you lock him up for years to come because you don't want him just for whatever it be, a year or so.
But I don't want to do that right now. I mean, the Washington just declined a fifth-year option for a reason. He hadn't been able to stay on the field. So while I like his talent, I don't want to trade a high draft pick for him and then extend him now. But to your point, Joe, you don't want to do that trade unless you know you have him locked up long-term. He has a great year. He's going to cost you $140 million.
Well, it depends on what kind of pick they trade, right? Like, because they did it with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson last year. Like, they were willing to roll the dice, use a pick. He helped them, obviously,
Did it with Darby in 2017.
And then they moved on.
It was Jordan Matthews and, I think, a three. I mean, those trades happen.
Agreed.
And it could, you know, this could be one of those type of nights.
All right, who if the Eagles tomorrow when we each, all of us go on the air, if the Eagles have this player on their team, who – you're disappointed, and you're coming on, and you're saying you're not happy. Joe Giulio, who is it?
Bijan Robinson.
Oh, you're the worst.
No, I mean, I can't go away from that. I just can't take a running back with the 10th pick in the draft.
Why?
A lot of reasons. One, I mean, they don't last. I mean, they don't last as players. And two, I don't think they're that impactful. Like I was on this when they let Miles Sanders go, so it's beyond just Bijan. I think literally anyone can run behind this offensive line and Jalen Hurts. Any running back can average 4.5 to 5 yards a carry. So, like, why would I use the biggest asset I have on a player that I could just plug in and get close to the same production? Like, guys, I'm serious. If they take it back in the third round and add him to Kenny Gainwell and Rashad Penny, it's a top five rushing attack in the NFL. I don't care who the player is. So, like, I can't use the 10th pick on a guy that I'm getting good production anyway because of the offensive line and because of Hurts.
But why wouldn't you want to add a guy who had the most yards after contact last year and put him behind the offensive line that had the longest it took for a player to get hit behind the line? Like, Miles Sanders was the last running back to get touched, like 2.5 yards before contact. And you pair him with Bijan Robinson, like, it takes this offense to another level. And you can't convince me that the best chance to go back to the Super Bowl is by adding Bijan Robinson, like, over Peter Skoronski? Why?
Because they could lose. Like, all right, let's say Rashad Penny gets hurt. They'll put another running back in there, and they'll still run the ball. If they lose Lane Johnson next season, and guys, Hughes brought this up on our show a lot. What if Lane Johnson couldn't play through that injury? Are they in the Super Bowl? Like, I'm going to give you two scenarios. Lane Johnson couldn't play, and Brock Purdy doesn't get hit by Hassan Reddick. Are the Eagles in the Super Bowl? I don't think they are.
But why can't you draft that guy at 30? Like, why can't they just draft the superstar talent
at
10?
But they do have Lane Johnson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If Jalen Hurts gets injured and he's not there, you're not making the Super Bowl either. I mean, you can use that scenario for Jalen Hurts as well. You're not going to draft a quarterback because you're worried about losing him. You're going to draft him high.
My point is you can find running backs anywhere. You can't like, the guy they had to back up Lane last year was pretty poor. Like, right, that's what I mean. Like, you can find another running back to slot in.
So you think Skoronski's Lane Johnson?
No, I think he is a much more important kind of backup in this particular case. They've been a top five running team since Sirianni got here. Why would I use the 10 pick on a running back? They're a great running team anyway.
I agree, Joe. I totally agree.
Well, I mean, and I would also say this, because you had said that with Jalen Hurts, they're a great running team. Not even what he does with his legs, but what defenses, they have to account for Jalen Hurts in the running game. Remember when he was out for those couple games and Gardner Minshew came in? They weren't the same running team because they knew Gardner Minshew wasn't going to run it. At some point, the allure and the tease of Jalen Hurts running isn't going to be the same. And you're going to need an actual running back that can run in the more traditional way. And you mentioned, you already talked about Rashad Penny as the starter. Joe, you want to go back to the Super Bowl this year, don't go into this season with Rashad Penny as your starter. In the last 50 games, that's the last 3 years, he's played 18 games. 18 out of 50, he's missed 32 out of 50 games the last 3 years. So while he has some upside, and I'm excited to have him as an Eagle because he's a great player when he plays, man, you can't count on him.
I don't disagree with that. And they need another one. But I go back to the Super Bowl championship team. The three backs in the Super Bowl, where'd they come from? They came from signed in May, LeGarrette Blount, undrafted Corey Clement, and they traded a fourth-round pick for Jay Ajayi.
Well, let's look at the offensive line. Vitae was a sixth-round pick or whatever, fifth-round pick. Wisniewski was signed off the scrap heap. Kelsey was the center. Brandon Brooks, they paid a ton of money, and Lane was a top-three pick. Like, you can find these guys all over the place as well. We act like running backs are the only
position
can find all over the draft.
Well,
the Eagles can't, by the way. Name the best running back they've drafted after the second round.
Well, it's hard, right? I agree with you, but it's harder to find those players in May. Like, you could find the running back. Like, they could sign a running back tomorrow. Where are they finding a high-level offensive lineman tomorrow? I think that's harder to find, unless it's obviously in the draft.
All right, 215-592-9494. John Marks, Jack Fritz, Joe Giglio, Joe to camera. From left
the
to right
Skaronskis.
On the radio, the Skaronskis.
Doesn't
and
he
the
just
Bijans.
Sound like a bear, though? Like, let him go.
He's from Chicago.
Let him go
yeah.
to the. By the way, for the Mr. Foundation that Peter Skaronski is.
That's his nickname, yeah. The Foundation.
One win last year. That's who you want. A guy that had one win, and it was on the eastern side of the hemisphere. It was in London.
So, Jack, I spent a lot of my mid-morning going over every mock draft I could possibly find online.
Mm-hmm. Are your eyes, like, starting to roll in the back of your head?
No, I can't get enough of it. I can't wait for the after the draft is over and they do their mock draft for next year. But Dane Brugler of The Athletic. I mean, we're Daniel Jeremiah guys. He's our personal mocker. But Dane Brugler of The Athletic has Skaronski going to the Eagles, and then the defensive tackle from Northwestern. Dane Brugler has the Eagles taking two Northwestern players in the first round.
Double dip.
They won one game last year.
They've won four in the last 2 years.
Well, at least they play in a real conference. The running back you won plays in a flag football conference. They haven't played defense in the Big 12 in 15 years.
Oh, yeah, the high-powered Big Ten outside of three teams.
There's pass rushers in that conference. He's got to block real players.
Yeah, I saw Lucas Van Scrub run him right over.
That's
one
highlight.
I would actually like to – I wouldn't mind if they drafted.
I'm on Van Ness Lucas over Van Nolan Ness. Smith. I'm out on Nolan
Me
Smith.
Me too. All right, so let me bring this up.
How's that make you feel, Philadelphia?
So just quickly with this. On 30, I think a lot of people feel like they trade out of that pick. I mean, Howie's traded up – three to last 4 years, but I would be shocked if they used two first-round draft picks.
Joe, I think John, I'm sorry. John, I think the number one objective with pick 30 is to try to flip it to a future first-rounder. I think that's unlikely to achieve, but I think you try like hell to do it.
I think it gets them a third in this year's draft, and it gets them another. Like, you move back into the second round, so now you have two second-round picks, and then it gets you a third. I don't know if you're getting a first unless they're really moving up.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to trade something with it. You'd have to trade 30 and a 2 or 30 and a 3, and maybe you can get a future one.
I want another player this year. I want one of those. I want a second. I want a third round draft pick this year, Joe. I mean, you know,
they've only done it, John, in their whole history two times. There was a time in the 70s they picked two dudes in the first round. There's a time in the 90s. It's the only two times.
Do you remember the two?
Well, yeah, I saw it the other day. It was
Leonard Renfro.
Yeah, horrible defensive tackle. Yeah, and who was the other guy? Was it Bernard Williams?
No. It was
it was another guy that didn't work out.
It was another guy.
It was like 93 or 94. Maybe it was Lester Holmes.
It was Lester Holmes.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was okay.
He had a career.
But he petered out fast.
He did. He went to Oakland, I believe, after
I think
the
that's right.
But, yeah, but that was it.
But it is amazing, guys. In all these years, they've only had They've only utilized two first-round picks twice.
And last year they had three, and utilized one.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they traded for AJ, they utilized it, but they drafted one player.
So to that point, I noticed today, I also was going through, the Philly Voice did a nice roundup of all the local reporters and who they have the Eagles taking, and the same name kept coming up with that 30th pick, and I had to phonetically find out how to say his name, the Northwestern guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is not an easy name.
Addy Tamiwa.
No.
Addy Beret.
We need a nickname. Quickly.
Addy Tamiwa, Addy Beret is
Do you think Herb in Northeast Philly has any shot?
No, which is why I want him.
Does anyone have any shot?
Is why I want him. When I say that a lot of the local guys had this, a lot of the local reporters, beat reporters, had this. So what does that tell you? That someone's giving them nuggets of being like, well, this is the guy that we like.
Well, and every local beat reporter, they're not drafting Bijan.
I know. That's what they do.
John, I really think they're going to trade it.
I do too.
You know, Howie Roseman, since he retook the power, which was in 2016, has made 11 trades involving first-round picks. Guys, it's only 7 years later. He's made 11 trades of first-rounders.
Well, I think it's more likely they try to use both and go up more than they trade 30 and move back.
So,
really?
Yeah.
I think they try to get.
Well,
I think they go up and try to get Anderson or Carr.
Well, I think they could do both. What I think is most likely is because it'll be easier to trade out than to trade up. I mean, you would need a trading partner, and then you would need to agree on.
Well, it kind of depends on Hendon Hooker, right?
He might.
I don't believe
the fifth quarterback.
I don't believe he's going to be there.
I don't think so either.
I think he's going to get drafted before. But Jack, I agree with you with this: that if one of the defensive players start to slide, you're going to see Howie get aggressive and try to get up there and get.
We have to hope that the four quarterbacks go top five.
No question.
And then that puts them right in position to go up and get one of them.
It could. And one of those quarterbacks could slide. I think Stroud ends up going in the top. I don't know if he goes before Will Levis at four, because he's going to go to the Colts, or someone probably trades up into three and takes him. And then from there, it's a matter of Richardson. Richardson's the one guy, Joe Giglio, that I think could slide out just because he is looked at as a little bit more of a project.
Sure.
And may not be he may not be going as high as some expect them to at this point.
As far as trades go, I mean, if they trade up, I almost think it's a lock they trade back with the second pick. They have to recoup
Agreed.
Picks somewhere, right? Like they only have what, six picks in this whole draft?
Five. Yes. Is it five or six? I thought it was five.
It's a small number.
Okay, I could be wrong. But
two sevens.
Yeah. So if they package two picks to go up to six, right, or
they
whatever,
they need to get one.
They
one
need
back.
To get, especially guys. And this is where I'll come to the running back conversation with you. I agree, John. They need another running back. They got to add another back to this backfield. Don't you think the most likely place for them to get one is like the second or third or fourth round? That's usually where they draft their running backs. They don't.
I don't think they're going to draft a running back.
You think they'll sign one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not expect them to draft a running back at all.
Well, I would agree with you if they keep this number of picks, because they just don't have a lot of picks. But if they trade back,
these guys, they got to fill out some defense. Guys, they lost five starters on defense and signed a bunch of Hammond Eggers. I mean, they've got to get some defensive
players. Have you looked
at
the depth chart recently on defense? Guys, if they took the field tomorrow, I'm not sure it's a top half of the league defense.
All right, well, listen, we'll get into that on the other side. 215-592-9494. Marks, Fritz, Giglio, Joe DeCamera, live at Lincoln Financial Field. It is the 2023 WIP Draft Show. We'll come back with some phone calls, some reaction. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this.
The NBA playoffs are here, and you can turn crossovers into cash with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Just visit FanDuel.com/Fritz right now and place a $5 bet, and you'll get an instant $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. I'm on a lot tonight in this Hawks Celtics game. I got Sadiq Bey three threes, DeAndre Hunter three threes, John Collins 15 points, Al Horford three threes, Al Horford four threes. It's like, 'cause Al Horford's been brutal this series, so he's got to have one game against his old team. DeJounte Murray off of the suspension comes back. I have him hitting four threes, Marcus Smart four threes. I got a lot of bets out tonight. That's not all in one parlay. That's all separate bets with pretty good odds. You can get all those odds, obviously, on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. I really like the FanDuel app, as I'm sure you could obviously tell there. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/Fritz and sign up to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet your first $5. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
All right, we're back. It is the draft show. We're live at Lincoln Financial Field. Marks, Fritz, Giglio, DeCamera, John Ritchie comes along at 7 o'clock. Hugh Douglas is in the house. Ike will be back at some point.
Apparently the water is cold.
In the dunk tank. That's the word I get. I'll be in there at 8. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll be shriveled.
Yes.
Shrinkage?
Shrinkage.
So Ike is actually in the tank right now. Giglio will be going out there. What time, Giglio?
I'll be there at 8 o'clock. So if you want to dunk me, 8 o'clock.
Do you have security that no one tries to like dunk you and not let you back up?
No, I haven't secured extra security. So if I don't come back at 9.
How would you power rank the most dunkable WIP personalities? Like, is it you, DeCamera, and Elliot?
Well, Howard's one.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
We talking like dunk he's, on no, like social media, or like no, literally like, dunk in water.
Would be the most excited to
the
dunk.
The line would be longest for Howard.
Howard, yeah.
And I say that with all love. I mean, Howard's done it the longest.
People
of all
have
of
wanted
us
to dunk him for the longest,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so who would be two?
Well, so, I mean, what Jack is essentially saying, Howard, it would be like an honor for Howard to have the longest line because people would want to throw the ball.
Yeah, but you'd also be picking on an old man.
Jack's more or less saying, who would you like to stuff in a locker the most, is what Jack's saying. Is it Giglio or DeCamera?
Or Elliot. I think Elliot's very dunkable, I'd say.
Yeah, I think we all wear that as a badge of honor, actually.
I think you all do.
Yep.
Hey, we were the three guys right about Carson.
Yeah, which is, it really does hurt, you know?
It does.
It's like how these three were able to
guys, let me ask you guys a question. Yeah. Jalen gets the contract.
Yep.
Did Carson text them a congrats?
No.
Not a chance.
I don't think they have each other's number.
Not a chance.
But he should have, right?
No.
John, they were in the same locker room for a year.
Yeah, but not if they don't have a relationship.
Same quarterback room, not just locker room.
But, that's what I mean.
But if they don't have a personal relationship, then he's not going to text them.
Yeah, you got to do it.
why? Jalen's already won. He went to a Super Bowl. He's the everybody loves him. The town loves him. His teammates love him. Carson's barely in the league.
Would Jalen want the text?
I don't think. I mean,
I don't think he'd be. I think he'd be like, whatever. I think he'd leave it on read.
No, he'd respond. You got to respond.
Yeah,
you can't leave him on read.
All right, what to watch for is sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of mobile network designed to save you money. You were saying something about Bijan Robinson's mom tonight.
Oh,
Jack,
yeah.
Fritz?
She's wearing all green on the red carpet, baby. She knows. She knows who's going to be the pick at 10 tonight.
Mm.
I hope it's not like Mikal Bridges wearing the Sixers hat.
What would be the worst scenario for the Bijanites over here?
Oh, they take Skoronski.
They trade out of the first.
So, like, what is it worse if they take Skoronski over him, or he's on the board and they just trade out?
The dream scenario.
Because if they trade out, they're really throwing it in your face. We don't care.
Not necessarily. The dream scenario is he's there on the board and they draft Skoronski. Because if they trade, they could still draft him by trading down.
Okay.
Yeah, but then if they trade down and then pass on him again, then I don't think I'll show up on them.
Well, yeah, but John, I think to your point, if they're going to draft Bijan, I don't think it's a 10. Like, if you want Bijan Robinson, you should hope when the 10th pick is about to be said, the commissioner says a trade happened.
And they trade back a couple spots.
Correct.
And then they take him. I really believe that. No, I actually 100% agree with you. Now, there is talk that Bijan Robinson could go 8 to Atlanta. There's a number of reputable mockers out there, Jack Fritz, including our own Daniel Jeremiah, that has Bijan Robinson going 8.
I know.
How about that? Dane Brugler.
Well, so
The Athletic also has him going.
Well, 8. It is funny because, on one hand, I think it'd be smart for the Eagles to draft Bijan at 10. But on the other hand, I'm like, wow, it'd be really dumb for the Falcons to draft Bijan at 10. Like, I just think, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, there are some scenarios where a defensive lineman falls and the Eagles actually are a match with Atlanta, who want Bijan, realizing they can get him at 10, so they get a draft pick out of the Eagles who go up to 8 and take a Jalen Carter or take a Tyree Wilson or somebody like that. So that could be possible. So let's go over up until 10. All right, Bryce Young, everybody agrees, despite the Reddit post, Bryce Young's going to be the top overall pick, the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number 2 gets interesting with Houston. I've seen everything from they trade out of it, they draft a quarterback, they draft a defensive player. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback, at least at this point I don't. I think the best case is that they take Will Anderson. Joe Giglio, do you agree with that?
I think it makes sense. D'Amico Ryan's a defensive head coach now, and D'Amico Ryan's an Alabama guy. He's from that program. And I think Will Anderson makes the most sense if the Texans aren't taking a quarterback. I think he's the guy at 2.
All right, and then you have Tyree Wilson, who could go 2. He could also move down a little bit. Arizona is the one pick that could change the complexity of the top 10, because if they trade out and that's a quarterback team that's trading up, then a quarterback's going. Otherwise, they could take a defensive player there, and then that takes a defensive player off the board for the Eagles.
Guys, I think Tyree Wilson might be the name we're talking about in 2 hours, because he has a foot thing, apparently, that not every team has cleared him. I wonder if that becomes the player that the Eagles have to make a decision on. Like, if he's just sitting there at 8, like, I don't know, do the Eagles doctors clear him? Do they think he's the best defender in the draft? He's just sitting there at 8? That's the name I think could slide down.
Joe DeCamber, there's always a guy or two that slides, and I agree that Wilson could be that guy. So this is from Albert Breer. He says, we mentioned the Eagles potentially going up, and Philly has had detailed discussions on deals with the Seahawks at 5 and the Falcons at 8. They've touched base with Detroit, Houston, and Vegas, too. I think both are in play. If things fall the right way, with GM Howie Roseman also having done his homework on moving down from both 10 and 30. So there you go. So they've talked to the Seahawks at 5, and they talked to the Falcons at 8. If you're talking about the Seahawks at 5, you know Indianapolis is taking a quarterback. I believe it's Will Levis. I guess it could be C.J. Stroud, but Stroud could also be traded. You know, could be the trade to go up and get number 3. At number 5, if Seattle's willing to trade that and the Eagles want to do it, Jalen Carter's going to be an Eagle.
Look, there's 2 guys at 5, maybe. Jalen Carter, likely Will Anderson if he drops. And here's what I think gives that a greater chance, John, than maybe we've touched on before. That the Eagles are really good already and that they have a ton of picks next year. I mean, there's an argument to be made for, if you have a chance to get a truly great player and you have to give up extra to go get him, that you do it. And I think the only 2 players they would do that for are Will Anderson and Jalen Carter.
Would you trade to get to five? Is it 30? Is the value chart 30 plus Joe Giglio? Jack, would you trade 30 and 10 to get to five?
I'm not a value chart expert, but was it Seltzer this morning that was saying that 30?
He said it's less than 30.
It gets you.
He said you don't even need to do 30. I find that hard to believe.
So it'd be 10 and a second puts you at
something
the,
like that. Of course, it could be 30 and then you get someone else's third rounder. Or
I was with you. Like, I still think you'd have to give up 30 to get into the top
10. I thought he was way light on his.
That draft value chart, that is in a vacuum where it's only two teams discussing. What if there's other teams also offering the Seahawks?
Totally.
Like, you have to beat, you have to, like, win the deal.
Or what if the Seahawks say, no, give us the first or we're not trading?
Right.
Right, so this is just, I mean, you're going just based on this is normally.
I think they would gladly, John, I think they would gladly do it for Will Anderson. My guess is they'd be less inclined for Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I don't sense they, I think all the reports they love Carter, I'm not sure they love Carter. Now, I wonder if eight, do you think there's any chance they trade up to go get Bijan?
No
shot at all. Absolutely
no.
How would you guys handle that?
Not well.
Not well.
Let's go.
Come on, 10-8 to get the player you want.
Joe Giglio, because you are right about a lot of this stuff.
What makes him right all the time?
What about that?
I also am wrong a lot too.
I mean, I don't think so.
No, I don't know. You're not really right about a lot of stuff. Joe to camera, but
you're not wrong.
But Tyree Wilson's the one guy that nobody's talking about.
No one's talking
about. Nobody's talking about. And he is looked at by a lot of these teams as maybe the top defensive player or the second best defensive player. And he's also the guy that's most likely to slide. So, I mean, Atlanta at eight to me is ear opening.
Well, here's, John, what is to me so bizarre, and there's so much about this draft that is so weird. One thing is I saw one mock today, and I'm sorry, I don't remember whose it was, that had Tyree Wilson being taken with the second overall pick. I look at Mel Kiper's final big board, and he's got Tyree Wilson as the 16th best player.
There's a foot issue there. I think that's a big part of it. Maybe it's just different evaluations, but I read something that some teams have not cleared him. Some teams have. That to me, strikes me as a player that will slide.
Costo said yesterday, I think that the Texans were the only team that, like, Texans definitely cleared him.
And if they don't take him,
he could slide.
Yeah.
He could definitely.
The other guys, John, that we just have not spent much time talking about are the two cornerbacks. So entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, listen, they actually are supposed to go right around where the Eagles are picking.
No, you're right.
And the Eagles do have, while they have starting corners clearly and quality corners, they have old corners. There's a big history here 20 years ago when they drafted Lito and Sheldon when they had two guys locked in for two more years. I mean, this really could come down to just picking one of those guys and telling the town, hey,
that
look.
That would be really disappointing.
Well, it's a little deflating, but it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Another reason to think corner. So, Avante Maddox always gets hurt, guys, right? So, that they might need a slot corner at some point next year. And they don't have Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to just drop down in the slot. And also, what are the odds that Bradbury and Slay, at their age, stay healthy for 17 games and the playoffs again?
Probably not great.
Probably not. And who's, like, they don't really have other corners. They haven't really done a good job drafting young corners.
And to be clear, we know they really value the position. I mean, you look at some of the most marquee moves they've made through the years. Nnamdi, now, some worked, some didn't. Nnamdi, Maxwell, Asante, you know, I mean.
Slay recently.
Slay.
Bradbury.
Yeah, I mean, they've put a lot of either draft capital or a lot of
Sidney Jones, second round.
Yeah, I mean, so.
They're paying their.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Starting corners right now are a lot of money. So, to your point, could you see anything? This is 20 years ago, but they drafted with two Pro Bowl caliber cornerbacks. They drafted with their first two picks, Lito and Sheldon.
Now, here's the flip side. The flips, because we all love Lito and Sheldon. They were terrific Eagles. Here's the flip side to it, though. Well, they stepped in and it worked. They did their job, and the Eagles got a good 5 to 7 years out of those guys. In the first 2 years, those guys did not play.
At all.
And they had a Super Bowl worthy roster. And what we'll never know in hindsight is in 02 and 03, if they had drafted players in 02 that could have stepped in, would they have won the Super Bowl in 02 or 03? We'll never know that answer. I just know this. Clearly, there are players that could have helped them more in 02 and 03 because Lito and Sheldon basically didn't play.
All right. We'll come back as the doors have been opened. The public is filing in, Jack Fritz.
Very exciting.
We have look, somebody's wearing a Phillies hat. You'll be happy.
Well, I had a Clearwater Threshers hat, but.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. 215-592-9494. We're live at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the 94 WIP Eagles 2023 draft show. Oh, no break until 53. Okay, that's got to give me the break times there, Tucker. Well, we'll take a phone call coming up here in a second. John Ritchie joins us here at 7 o'clock. You know, this is the 25th anniversary of John Ritchie getting and Ike getting drafted. 25 years. Now, it's not on this date, but it's this draft. 25 years ago, John Ritchie was the second pick of the third round. Back when they were still doing it on Saturdays and Sundays.
How about the fact, so they got drafted on this day 25 years ago, right? And then the Eagles...
It's not this day, it was earlier in April.
Okay, but this draft. And 25 years ago, the same draft, the Eagles set the second round pick to get Hugh.
Correct.
So three of our hosts here all arrived through the 98 draft.
So 25 years from now, who's hosting on WIP?
Three guys they draft tonight.
Skoronski, clearly.
Skoronski's
doing middays.
There's no question.
Bijan?
Joe Giglio and Skoronski.
I'm retiring. I'm out.
I think if you guys...
I get to do one show with my guy, Peter Skoronski, and I'm out.
I think if you guys weren't so anti-running back, I think you would be seeing more clearly that there are some tea leaves here about the Falcons reportedly being so interested in Bijan and trying to get the Eagles to trade up for him.
Yeah, but Howie's not going to fall for it. They might be trying, but Howie's not going to... He's not doing that.
Well, if they want their guy.
I mean, nothing would break character around here more than trading up for a running back.
Howard would have to, quit rather than retire. Like, he'd have to be fired on the spot.
Yeah, he's got to leave the country.
And
by the way, Howard retiring is now making all the different websites that are out there.
That's great. The talk of the draft.
I bet it's infiltrated the war room. I mean, you know Howie's at least thinking about it a little bit. He's like, we could send Howard out of here.
They do like the list of pros and cons to taking the running back at 10. And they like
and
one
Howard's
of them
on
is
the list.
Howard's out. Wow. It tips the scales.
Yes.
All right, let's take a couple phone calls. Let's go to Jim in Clementon. Jim, go ahead, man. How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
Hi, Jim.
All right. I'm going to propose something that you might think is crazy, but I think it would really help the Eagles. All right. We know Dallas wants Robinson. We all know that.
I don't buy that at all.
You don't think Dallas wants them?
Two things. Number one, I know that they've been attached to him in some circles, but they just paid a running back a franchise tender. So, you know, that would be an incredible amount of money for running back. Number two, if they're smart, and to be clear, they're not, but if they're smart, they would look at the Ezekiel Elliott thing and recognize they didn't win anything with him. So I don't think they should draft Bijan. But to your point, if you're looking to snucker Dallas into doing it, that I'm all for. Go ahead.
All right. Here's what I'm proposing. We give them the 10th round pick. They give us their first round pick, which is number 26, their second round pick, and we want Micah Parsons.
Not happening.
All right, so hold on. I'm writing this down, Micah Parsons. All right, so they give us Micah Parsons in 26, and you give them 10.
Right.
Oh, I'm in, Jim.
Sounds like a steal.
Jack, would you do it?
Yeah, 100%.
Let me ask you a more reasonable question. Would you trade the 10th pick for the 26th and next year's first rounder?
You're really focused on a first round draft pick next year.
I want to do it every year, John.
Yeah, but you know what I want to do? I want to win a Super Bowl this year. Right,
well,
I am so.
Giglio's thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm in.
I see the wheels moving.
Well,
here.
Also, it's good it's good for WIP. Let's not forget that. I mean, we've got
What do you not have enough content to discuss? Come on,
you're shorting the Cowboys like they shorted.
Yeah, but you're also now moving into the back of the first round where the not that you can't.
Yeah, but you
can
have the 15th pick in next year's draft.
Or you could have the 30th pick in
this
year's
draft. Or you could have the 8th pick.
Right, but I'd rather have the 10th pick in this year's draft.
So, but there also is, and only the Eagles really know this, we don't. Like, is next year's draft better? Like, this has been talked about as not a great draft.
It's not.
Correct.
So maybe the 10th pick in this draft is the same as having the 20th pick next year. I don't know.
Listen, I think you can get, and I don't know if you're going to know until the draft actually plays out, but if one of those quarterbacks slides, you're sitting there at 10, it's a pick before Tennessee who's interested in a quarterback. And if they feel like they can just stay at 11 and they can grab a quarterback, now you have a spot that someone can jump them. So a team like Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, need a quarterback. Everybody knows they need a quarterback. It's a matter of, Do they like one of the guys that's there?
Very much.
And that'll get you a first rounder. It did last year with the Giants and the Bears. The Giants were able to, or was it 2 years ago now?
2 years. Yeah.
But they were able to get a first round draft pick, and it was a similar jump.
Is there any non-quarterback that could be there at 10 that someone would want to go up and get? Like, who's the most likely candidate from that?
Maybe one of the cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks, maybe a tackle. If one of those teams need a tackle.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're getting a first-round draft pick out of
it. No, right. You're not getting that.
Tampa would be an attractive team to try to do that to. I think they could be terrible. I mean, Baker Mayfield's their quarterback.
Right.
And I don't think Todd Bowles is a very good coach. Like, they could.
You could end up being a top five pick. Just like it was smart by Howie to be able to say, all right, like, yeah, I get the same.
Guys,
pick
I still
year.
Can't believe 2 years ago with the sixth pick, I wanted Devontae Smith. He took six and made it 12. Made it 10, got a first rounder, and still got Devontae Smith.
Well, if he does, if by that line of thinking,
incredible.
If he can go 10 to 19, and then he can go 19 back up to like whatever and get Bijan, which obviously would be a smart move.
I mean,
like that's one scenario. I mean, if he's one of those guys that loves to trade back and then trade back up,
get draft picks, and then all of a sudden Bijan's
19 to 10,
there.
19 to 10 might cost you a first. Should cost you a first.
Yeah, I think it will. All right, let's go to Rios in North Philly. Rios, how are you?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios, how are you?
Yo, I'm great. Look, check it out, man. We got all y'all there. We got my guy, Johnny. We got Jackie Boy. We got damn the real JG and the camera. You know what I mean? How y'all doing?
And the camera. That sounded like, you know, nicknames for everyone. And then I was like, and the camera.
But sometimes at the end of sitcoms, they used to put the star as the last one that was actually featured in the whatever.
But they'd also say, sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
I mean, if you say he could be the star, but never talk to him, so I ain't going to act like I did. But anyway, look.
Rios, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. This is what I need, gentlemen. Look, it's a war room time. So all they need to do is put sucker-free zone in front of that damn war room and make sure that they do nothing but language with profanity while they're in that room. And pick the obvious damn pick. The obvious damn pick is damn Bijan. But let me tell y'all this, and I'm going to say this clearly. I believe in Howie. If Bijan's already picked up or we don't get him, I believe that Howie is going to do something crazy and something right. All I know is I hope whoever they pick, they did their damn analysis of that damn player, make sure he's not a damn E-Harmony Heart sucker watching damn Lifetime while he's at home or something like that. And also, whoever they pick, don't play around on the phone like, hey, you a Philadelphia Eagle, how you feel? Nah, hell no. What I need you to do is get on a damn phone and say, you know what? You got 48 hours till movement to get your ass to Philadelphia and lock your ass in the NovaCare Center and start being greedy and damn violent. Now, y'all tell me how y'all feel about that, gentlemen. Let's not play.
All right, Rios, appreciate it. Joe DeCamera loves violence.
Well, you know what I was thinking when he was talking? So people are pumped up on Howie, and with good reason. I think his machinations with how he moves and what he picks up are better than his actual first-round selections.
Sure.
And I just feel, frankly, and guys, I love Howie. I'm glad he's here. I think he's a remarkable GM. But I think there's a degree of overconfidence about him for tonight.
Yes.
For who he'll pick. I mean, guys, Jordan Davis last year, I'm going to go reverse order. I would say it was a disappointment. Not ready to say a bust, but I thought it was a bad first year.
It was an
It was a bad first year. He didn't do anything.
Well, I'm not going to go bad, but I'm not going to say. I mean, I went.
Disappointing.
Yeah,
clearly disappointing.
Yeah,
all right.
Not enough.
Devontae Smith the year before was phenomenal, and of course the machinations were amazing. 2020 Jalen Reagor was a disaster.
That was a disaster.
2019 Andre Dillard, close to a disaster. I'll say
disaster.
I think he can play a little bit more than people think, but
I actually agree with you. I think he's going to. I think he's going to play a little bit
better than Reagor, but that's a really low bar.
But they got nothing out of him. All right, 2018 they didn't have a pick because of the Carson trade, I suppose. I don't know.
They traded out.
That was Goddard.
They got Goddard.
So, but anyway, didn't make a pick. Nice move getting Goddard, but technically not a first rounder. 2017 Derek Barnett, absolutely not.
Yeah, not a good pick.
2016 Carson Wentz, we all know it's a complicated thing. My point is, his history follows much of what the Eagles' history has been the last 30, 35 years. They do better in the second round.
Well,
Brian Dawkins, Randall Cunningham, LeSean McCoy,
Jalen Hurts,
much better in the second.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It is literally unbelievable. They have had more success in round two than round one.
And Joe, to that point, and it's actually what
Zach Ertz, and many, many others. It's
Michael Kendricks.
It's DeSean Jackson.
It's what I worry about with this draft is because it's not particularly strong, now if you're sitting at 10 and a lot of the guys that we talked about are gone, now Howie has to either draft a player that maybe isn't – like sometimes the draft pick's made for you, and it's an obvious choice, and then you know that that's where you're going. That doesn't seem like it's going to be the case, or that very well could not be the case tonight. So now you're selecting an edge rusher that isn't a, Dan, that's our guy, let's go get him. And it's not hard to pick the wrong guy. It's not hard to pick a guy that's getting three sacks.
Yes, I think the best players on the board when the Eagles pick are probably going to be one of the two cornerbacks.
It might be.
I don't think they're going to be there.
Well, one of them probably will be. And they're going to have to make a decision. Do we want to take this guy who might be the best player but might not play for a year or two?
It actually, what Joe just said might actually be the best case for Bijan Robinson. It's the simplest pick. Like,
the pick is made for you.
He will be a good NFL player. Now, will he be hurt in 3 years? I don't know. He's a running back. But, like, I'm with you guys. He's going to be good. I'd be shocked if Bijan, just watching him in highlights, like, obviously he can run.
I think you're scorned because you've bet on him in the Heisman the last 2 years, and he's cost you money.
Well, that's the thing. I actually like Bijan Robinson. I liked him in college. He's going to be a good player in the NFL. That might be your best argument. They're like, it's Howie proof. He'll be
Joe
good
for
a little
while. Trying to butter up to the Bijan people hours before the draft.
I'm actually a fan.
I like the player. I can't wait to draft him in fantasy when he's on a bad Falcons team. That's when I'll take him.
Guys, let me ask this question, because we haven't tackled this. I think it's possible. If Bijan gets past 16, does he come into focus for the Eagles' 30th pick as a trade-up?
I think he
can he fall?
I think he comes into focus for a lot of teams that didn't necessarily think he was going
to
be.
Jeremiah had him at 23rd today to the Vikings.
So Peter Schrager, who's pretty locked in with this stuff, he put like the range for some players this morning, and he had Bijan's range from 8 to 30.
It was Schrager, not Jeremiah.
It was like 8 Schrager. To 8 to the 20s or 30.
But then Schrager also said for a defensive lineman to send him the Stoutland U, and it's like, well, that's for the offensive line.
Yeah, but what makes this unique is there's just a lot of teams that either don't need a running back or just wouldn't draft one. I mean, he really could tumble. That is, and I saw an over-under that had him at, and this was a couple days ago, his over-under for where he'll be picked is 18.5.
Yeah, I saw that too. I wouldn't be surprised if he was there in the teens. And, I mean, that's maybe where you see a team like the Cowboys. But to what you were saying, trading up from 30, I mean, did you trade up in the first round? Right? They're not going to trade up in the first round and trade up from 30.
I'm just saying, if you remember a couple years ago, tons of people wanted N'Kobe Dean with the Eagles' first-round pick.
He lasted all the way to
the third round.
They
got him in the round. Yep. Well, it's not impossible.
Well, maybe Howie
can
leak.
Get Bijan with the second
pick. Howie could leak an injury again, like he did last year, to make
awesome.
Sure he felt
I'm sure he's already been working behind the scenes.
To the point of a Bijan potential fall, only two teams brought him in for a visit, which I found shocking. Only two? Like, I get every team doesn't bring every player and they might want to try to smoke screens, but only two teams brought him in for a visit?
I thought that was weird, too.
What? Why?
He's talked to a ton of teams, but to only have two official visits.
It is weird. You get 30 visits, you can't schedule one for the maybe the best offense player in the draft. That was bizarre.
All right. Well, Joe DeCamber, you're headed down to the Borgata?
Borgata for the show tomorrow.
All right. Well, we will talk to you.
Hopefully you're celebrating Bijan.
Here to you from you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.
The sealed envelope is right here. On the set, Howard Eskins.
Is that his handwriting?
Yes.
Pretty good handwriting.
It is. Yeah.
Can you see through it?
You can't. Nah. Yeah, it's sick.
My prediction is Paris Johnson is who he has in the envelope. But coming up, Ike's going to join us up here from 7 to 8. Joe Giglio sticks around. John Ritchie, two members of the 1998 draft class, join us up here. Elliot Shore Parks joins us as well. The draft show continues with live at Lincoln Financial Field. Ike and John Ritchie join us coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.